MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 5, 2025. Gloucester property tax snafu has affected hundreds in the city, and it's status quo on the Republic trash haulers strike. Cloudy, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:04 a.m. and 9:11 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times. Some Gloucester property owners lined up at the City Hall collector's office windows Monday morning, each clutching a pink demand for payment notice from the city they received in the mail. The notices were for past due property taxes after the fourth quarter, fiscal 2025 real estate tax bills that go out in April and are due May 1. They failed to arrive and the residents missed making the payments. The cause for the tax distribution error? The cause for the tax bill distribution error is unknown, according to Pam Toby, Director of Communications and Constituent Services. She's quoted as saying, "We do not know how many are affected because the printer denies the error. We suspect about 700 people with last names A to G." Residents who received the demand notices owe the original taxes, and those still need to be paid. However, there will be no penalty for affected taxpayers. Any interest on the missed payment will be waived, and there will be no lien other than the standard statutory lien for all real estate bills at this time. If the bill continues to go unpaid, additional action would follow. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. Republic Services Union employees voted Sunday to continue their strike, pushing the work stoppage into its second month. In a secret vote taken during a union meeting, 93% of Republic workers who are members of Teamsters Local 25 voted to stay on strike as contract negotiations with the hauler remain stalled. The union and Republic have not held a negotiation session since July 18. They are at odds over wages, the Teamsters' request to take the union's health insurance over Republic's, and a clause that would prevent Republic from disciplining employees over actions taken during the strike. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport Daily News is reporting the Pentucket Regional School District is welcoming two new assistant principals to the middle high school this year. Lindsay Donaldson joins Pentucket from Marblehead Public Schools. She served as assistant principal at Marblehead High School since 2022 after 12 years as a classroom teacher. Trina Forrest brings 23 years of classroom experience to the role, including the past 15 years as a classroom and special education teacher at the John C. Page Elementary School in West Newburyport. Also in the Newburyport Daily News, Caitlin D. reports in Amesbury, area firefighters spent hours in and around Tuxbury Pond on Monday after what appeared to be an oil slick was discovered by someone in the morning. The pond, which rests between Massachusetts and New Hampshire, serves as a drinking water source for the city. Amesbury Fire Department Chief Rob Serino said he responded to the scene at about 8:51 a.m. after the department received a call from a concerned citizen about potential oil in the pond. And on itemlive.com, Elizabeth Della Piana reports that after months of discussions, including input from residents and the Malden Anglers, the Saugus Board of Appeals has officially closed the public hearing on the Broadway apartment project. Residents were given one last chance to discuss the situation, providing their thoughts on waivers, parking, when the construction might start, and more. The board will meet again for deliberation on its decision. The public will be allowed to attend the meeting, but cannot be a part of the conversation. Everything submitted in the past few months and comments made by the public will be taken into consideration during that meeting. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Endicott men's and women's soccer programs have earned the United Soccer Coaches College Team Academic Award for their exemplary performance in the classroom during the 2024-25 academic year. The men's team will open the season Friday night, August 29, while the women open on the road that day at Nazareth College. The start of practices for the high school football season is still almost 2 weeks away. Teams will open practice sessions on Friday, August 15. The Red Sox keep winning. Last night, they beat the Royals 8-5 at Fenway. Game 2 of the series is tonight with first pitch at 7:10. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.